The courage that he had to come over, especially by himself, and to bring the rest of my family over was something very heroic to do.
During all the research which you did into your family tree, did you find out anything which surprised you?
I did find some surprising stories. When my mom left, she had a passport just to go visit her sister in Italy, and she basically left the country illegally, and she sought political asylum in Italy, and she had to live in a refugee camp for about a year. And my aunt at the time, they wouldn't allow her a passport, so she had to basically cross the border running through the woods with her two kids in the middle of the night. So, you know, as you start to just hear these, even first account stories, second account stories, you know, just very interesting to understand the difficulties that your family had to go through sometimes to just create a better life for, you know, at the time they didn't know I was going to be around.
And what did you find out about how your parents met in New York?
In talking to my parents, when my mom came over in 1960 and my father came over in 1961, even though they had very similar cultures, they also had very a lot of differences. So they didn't actually speak the same language. And having met in English school, I thought, you know, that was pretty surprising. Even though they both lived in New York, it kind of brought a sense of how New York and the U.S. really is a melting pot. And, you know, it took a little while for them to kind of, well, I guess my mom to warm up to my dad. But, you know, once they understood that a lot of their cultural backgrounds were very similar, you know, the whole family started to hang out, and my mom became very close with my would-be grandmother, or her would-be mother-in-law.
What would you say to somebody who is thinking of researching their family tree?
I would recommend for anybody looking to start, who is possibly thinking about doing some research into family history, to just start talking to your family. That's how I started, and it's very easy, assuming that your family is there and they have the history. You know, it's a way to just kind of start, and for me, it's led down this path where I've decided to, you know, research further and further. But I also did feel it was a bit of an obligation for me to understand so that I can pass it along to my kids and to my grandchildren. Because, you know, if I just would have never started asking my mom, I wouldn't be able to tell my kids about my uncles coming over from, you know, into America in the 1920s and, you know, working as an ice vendor, or my great uncle rowing across, you know, in the middle of the night to escape Yugoslavia. So, to me, it's led to a lot of information that now I've, you know, I can pass along. And, you know, to me, it's that aspect is important.
1.13 Part 2.
Why did you go to Ellis Island?
I feel Ellis Island was a good place because it was such a hub of activity, and there is so much information that is at your disposal. So, again, it kind of allows you to see when your family came here, it's that initial stepping stone that they started with.
How did you feel when you went there?
It was the first time that I'd been to Ellis Island, and having grown up in New York, that's kind of quite surprising that I'd never been there. For me, it was just, I felt like I was kind of walking through history a little bit, and it was much different when, you know, my great uncle was coming through, but you kind of still get that sense of the hope and the freedom that, you know, knowing that my immediate family was trying to just leave such poverty and, you know, really seeing that American dream and having that hope, you kind of just get that sense of so many people were coming through here, and this was just like, I finally made it, and you kind of feel that as you're walking around.
And what did you find out about your family there?
When I went to Ellis Island, I was able to find on my dad's side, when his great uncle came over, a lot of the documentation when he actually came over.
And how did that make you feel when you found that?
When I came across his documentation, it was a very emotional moment. It made an aspect of the story very concrete for me, just knowing that he, you know, did come across and he kind of went through the hallways of Ellis Island, and, you know, it allowed me to create in my own mind a very specific, concrete event that happened. So oftentimes when you're doing research, it can be very abstract, and you're just kind of learning a piece of this and a piece of that. But seeing something very physical just kind of brought it home for me.
And your dad's great uncle helped the rest of the family to come?
My dad's great uncle sponsored the majority of my dad's family to come over. So along with my grandparents, my uncle, my father, the other side of my father's family, his cousins, their parents. So he was kind of the first person that, you know, when he came over, he was, I believe, 15, and just kind of working in the streets, working as an ice vendor, working construction. And slowly but surely, he was able to bring the majority of the family, who at the time was living in southern Italy, which at that time there wasn't much going on in southern Italy, to come over and, you know, plant roots in New York. Without him, I mean, I probably wouldn't be here, because my dad would have never come over and met my mom. So, you know, I think